for various reasons, and looking through some comments on your website and various reports and stuff like that, your group is really no different to most others, and clearly there's this thing. It's when do you use CAD, when do you use GIS, where are you going with that, and how do these technologies and others, how do those help you get your job done? There's a difference between the two, and that difference, however, is becoming less and less clear. So looking at MUNSIS, a couple of things. I'll tell you why you should use it, then I'll tell you what it is. Probably the wrong way around. But I've sort of just mentioned it being as a next generation solution. The word next generation is a perception thing. What that means is we take what we have now, and this is the next kind of iteration of that. It's not that this is completely new and the other stuff was no good. No, it's adding to that as sort of taking these good genes and moving them on to the next version thereof so that we can get our jobs done. And what MUNSIS really is doing, as I mentioned earlier in our introduction, is it's bridging that gap between using CAD for your editing, but using GIS for a bunch of other good things. And MUNSIS solves that problem and really solves the sharing of data between them. Often in an audience like this, I will ask, how much time, as a percentage of the folks that are actively editing and managing the spatial data, what percentage of their time do they spend importing, exporting, saving, reworking the same data? How much time? Less than 10%, stick your hand up. 10 to 20%, stick your hand up. Between 20 and 30%, anybody? Between 30 and 40%? That's usually where I get the most, between 20 and 40 is usually in the utility space. That's usually where it is for you guys. It's probably higher than that. Over 50% of your time spent just doing import and export. Yes or no? Okay, I lost you. All of you get coffee. Okay. All right, my point is very simple. There's a large amount of time that's spent transferring data that you already have to get it to somebody else or to use it for some other purpose. Well, our company philosophy is that's a waste of time. If there's technology out there to solve that problem, we can just double your productivity right there. Not to mention the amount of storage or the errors that are created by having multiple versions of the same thing. Those are issues that have become fairly substantial, and you guys are aware of that. So what we do is we move all your data into a single, the spatial data that is, into a single database. And when I say a single database, a little bit of qualification required. First of all, you can store your CAD and GIS data in one place and have both systems accessing the very same data record. So you don't have to duplicate it, you can keep track of it, etc. Okay, sounds simple, but there's more, I suppose. The other part is, it's one database that stores the geometry and the attributes. All right? So a geodatabase does that. That's a step in the right direction conceptually, and certainly it helps organizations a lot. What we do is we store our data in a database using the OpenGIS or OGC compliant definitions. What that means is that if we go away, you can still access your data because it is a public format in a standard database, so that the way in which a line and a arc and radius is defined is already determined by a public organization. So it's OpenGIS compliant format, which means then that Esri, Autodesk, and a bunch of others can access that very same table. So if MUNSIS goes away, your data is still perfectly available to everybody. Kind of an important decision-making point. So what's this next generation thing? First of all, we're changing the data store. We're making it a true open data store. It's not proprietary blobs. It's not a drawing file. It is a true open data store. We also deliver a bunch of functionality on top of AutoCAD products. I call it AutoCAD on steroids. because there's a whole bunch, and I'll show it live in a minute, drawing tools for doing data cleanup and structuring. The other part about this is one of the issues with CAD is it was always really tough to store the attributes that go with anything you draw. So if you add a line as an easement, or you add a line as a parcel boundary, or you add a parcel as a polygon, well, what about the attributes? Okay, there's a good chance you have a bunch of extra lines in your drawing that really relate to nothing, they're extra, and there's a problem with that. And that's huge, because if you're in something like Munsys, everything you draw on the screen, you post to the database, there is then a database record, and you can run standard database technologies against finding things that are too short, that are null, that have changed, that don't have the right values, that where the APN was typed in wrong, and all of a sudden you reduce that problem in your drawing to something that's in a simple tabular listing in an open database that you can access from anywhere and get to it. Big difference. The other thing we do is, by having your data in a single data store, multiple users with record locking and all that sort of stuff. So somebody edits one part, one segment of a line, then that is locked. Nobody else can work with it until they put that back, and it's available for everybody. So real-time updates is entirely doable, possible, and you can work with it. The difference between with Munsys is this is an off-the-shelf product, so that means you get economies of scale. It means it is a usable solution for small organizations that have just AutoCAD. They can take their CAD data to the next level. The other part is, it's in a database. Hey, if you change a database record, it's pretty easy to just put a date stamp on it and track the changes. It's just a database record. It happens to have a bunch of geometry in it, but it's a standard database record. The other thing we change is integration with other systems. Most Munsys customers have ESRI and Autodesk technologies in their group and others. Okay, we don't try and change those things. We believe you use the right product for the right thing and integrate them where necessary, but do it in a seamless way. The other thing about that is, by putting your data in a database, it's a snap to connect it and link it with other tables that maybe don't have geometry, like financials, and in the assessor's realm, there's just a whole bunch of data that you keep track of. So to link it to those is very easy. It's a standard database connect. It's just a join, right, of various complexities, but in essence, it boils down to a join. All right. So let me show you a picture. So if you went to sleep, this will do it. Munsys runs exclusively at this stage on top of AutoCAD. So you'll have those, anything in dark blue is our products. The other stuff is from other people. That's not good. There's a timing on that one. I'll just put it there like that. We are storing our data. At this stage, the only real commercial available database that stores spatial data as a first-class geometry column is Oracle. They've been doing it for years. They've fine-tuned the indexing. The performance is huge, and it's very inexpensive. Okay? We happen to run this just for those technical in the room. That little spatial or locator is the difference between a $20,000 product and a $300 per user, edit user. So if you have 10 people editing your data, then you look at $1,300, $1,400 for Oracle. It's not an issue, okay? Price is very different. So at the moment, we use only Oracle, and our data is stored in standard tables there. The part of this diagram that's really good is that it's stored in OpenGIS tables, so people using something like the ESRI data interoperability extension can look at this data live. So you make an edit in AutoCAD, you post it to the database, refresh an entry. Actually, I'll show that to you in a minute, so let me move right along. The last point here is, these applications, they don't need the GIS, they don't need to go through our API, they don't need anything to access this data. They can access it live, fairly straightforward. Alright. So let's do a demonstration. Alright, wave if you can't hear me. Alright. So the first part about Munsys is that if you know AutoCAD, you know 80% of this product. Okay? Usually I'll give you one day of training. Because really, I'm not teaching you a whole new set of stuff. I'm just showing you some additional functionality. on top of what you know already. So get out of your layout and plot it, and you have all of those drawings there. You can carry on using those, you can just add some horsepower to it. So you'll notice what Munsters does is it puts a menu and some various toolbars, but it's standard AutoCAD, and you can switch up to standard AutoCAD at any time. The first thing to do is that you are going to do a login to your data set, and that's probably the only real difference that you'll notice. Once I've logged into that, say this was a number of different cities, I can just choose an area like that and go in there and on the menu just query in the parcels. At this point it's loading the data out of, and I'm running, by the way, everything I'm running is running on my laptop right here. Okay? So now you have a set of data which is fully attributed, but you can see it in AutoCAD. These are database columns. In fact, if I show this to you, you'll see the actual database column names. And there we go. So there's the column names. And you can go from there. You'll notice just querying in stuff, J1 street names, street addresses. It'll put them down. If you go on to a parcel, notice the parcel is one object, the text and the polygon. Okay, because they have a relationship between them, and so it's a complex object. That has huge power. You can have in stuff like that. But also you can have linked tables. Say for example, we go on to, and we want the street address. Well, the street addresses, you don't necessarily want to store that on the parcel. You may want to have a different table where the street address is like this, and it's using a link essentially to get that from the streets table, so that you have a master list of street names. So where we go in municipalities, they need to maintain the street names and the parcels and have those things in sync. So database allows you to do that sort of stuff. So in essence, you have data here that you can query, and it's, you know, just database information which you can link to additional data sets. So let's just go in and find an area down here somewhere. Okay. What is that? Unique constraint. Oh, interesting. Outside of the GSC. Here we go. And what I'm going to do is well, go to a blank drawing. You're not tied into a particular drawing. You can go in and query by map book or municipality. You can have things like pick lists. So say I pull that in. There's a particular area. Areas can have islands, donuts, disjoint islands, that sort of stuff. Set my area of interest here. And go query the parcels in this thing. Any data, of course, can be themed. I mean, I have a column. Say, for example, this here is proposed, new subdivision. It's just flagged as proposed. So as you put it in, it's proposed, and there you have it. You can also query in other stuff, say some of the distance and direction annotations. So you've got those in there. So let's show you, mostly what you're doing in CAD today is you're working with data. So I'll show you some of the low-level tools. This here is just CAD data, right? And so with Munsters, you can come in and say, there are a number of tools in there. Can you read the menus up there? I try to make my resolution so you can actually read them. But there's a bunch of tools in here where we can say, just draw lines by distance and direction. Draw by distance and angle, put down distance and direction on lines, do the rotation, do splitting, changing. This one's pretty interesting if you want to split a line into segments. So it'll prompt you down the bottom there. Take this line here and we say, well, let's say the first segment is 100. It gives you the remainder length. You put that sort of stuff down so you get yourself some information. What's it, 260, so let's just put down 160, and then we can end that. Okay, and it'll give you an actual error, and it'll say, you know what, you want to continue? We say yes. And what it's done now is put down little markers, gone and broken that, and shown you where the endpoints are, so it's easy for you to work with that. And then, of course, you can draw just a regular AutoCAD line doing any of the stuff you want with the snap modes on. And on this side, just because it's a demo, I'm just going to throw it over there for now and just go ahead and do the same thing here. And put this down, that'll do it. And just draw some more lines quickly, like this, and maybe another one here. Because what I'm doing is I'm constructing the edges, and I know that with the Munsters tools, I can come in and just do the following. I can go and fracture lines. So what that'll do is it'll take this one long line segment and just split it out. Just some cleanup tools. So that now essentially, and it's flagged where there are errors or overshoots, it's flagged short lines, and you've got the intersection. But this now is a set of line work that has duplicates removed, short lines removed, and split them wherever they need to be as boundaries. Now typically you would actually go and store these boundaries and have properties on the boundaries to say this is this kind of boundary. So that later on you can come and reassemble the parcels. I'll just show you then other stuff like placing just under the capture menu, parcel numbers, you choose what kind of parcel, and then you choose a start number. I'll just pick 24, we'll do it. It has a default foot pick and insertion point, has a default height. You can align it with segments, so let's see, I will align it with, say, this line here. And now it's just going to prompt me, and I can just push enter and just, you know, keep going. Just keep in that angle, and we can just keep putting it in. I'm sure you guys have these kinds of alignment tools already. And so you build out this, I'll just build it out quickly. And put this one down. This time what we'll do is align it with something else just to make a bad drawing like that. Any rotation you want. Okay? See, I wouldn't be employed in this office for very long. But that's okay. Insert it there. You can set the height too. Maybe you want a really big one. Forget about the standards. And if you place it wrong, you just grab it and move it. And then we can say, all right, we're done. So you can just grab that and place it wherever you want and use your standard AutoCAD rotates if you want. I don't have time for that right now. So here I have a set of line work. The next thing you can do is you can say, okay, go in and go to parcel, generate parcel polygons. And it will take that line work and just say, give me the ones you want and give me the tags. That's the parcel numbers that I put down. And now it's gone in and created line work, so that each one of these is a closed polygon. And at this point, maybe you want to add some additional attribute data. Now, you'll see this has changed from CAD line work to feature objects of a particular type, and it already has stuff pre-filled in it, so that you can have that in there. Let's go to the actual parcel table. And then I'll just show you a couple of things on that. You'll see the township range section is not filled in yet. Maybe all of these are in the same track, and so for the sake of my demo, I'm going to do this. Not quite. Just say edit attributes and do some of the Munsters editing tools. This sort of thing where you can edit multiple, or you can go one at a time. If you go one at a time, you can then zoom to each one, see what it's got. If you have a double screen, this is great because you can get this dialogue out of your way. And so you can edit these either all at once or one at a time. Let's go and do all of them and let's put them all in the same township. Let's call it Bakersfield. Okay, it's a demo, it doesn't matter if I don't type it right. So now what I've done is if you go to any one of these, I've updated that column. Okay, and there's other functions there to say, well, go and figure out which MacBook you're in and automatically take that and apply it to the column inside of where you're at so that you can, you know, automatically process this stuff and run it through. At this stage I can post it to the database. It'll do a coordinate transformation, so if you're in NAT27 or whatever, it'll put it in NAT83, or what, at this stage we've got Florida data here. Post that to the database. So if another user comes in, they're over here, and
That's the same area we were at. If they come in and query the data, I'll just clear this drawing quickly. Remember, the drawing's not the data of reference anymore. The database is. What I've just posted is live to everybody who's connected. So let's go in here and say query parcels. And there's the data that I just put in. I should have set the status to proposed, so maybe I should change that quickly. This is still proposed. And so the work status is proposed. There we go. Okay, post that. And now if I query it back in again, it'll come in as green, just like these ones would. Alright? On these other parcels here, yeah, I use the distance and direction functionality. Put in, you'll notice, take a look at this. One of the things, that is a Munsters property, a Munsters object. So if I go in here, you'll see it says it's an M polygon at this stage. If I explode that, just for those in AutoCAD, the reason it's done this is because that is just a regen function. Now this is, in fact, a M polygon, explode it again, select on it, you'll see it's a polyline, explode that again, and you'll see that each line segment is now a line segment, and this is an arc with a radius, etc. So I'm storing the geometry with surveyor precision in terms of the arcs and the radius and the length of that arc and the chord or the chord length in the backend database. Okay, so you're keeping that full coordinate geometry when you were doing your entry. And I didn't show you, but when you enter the data using the Munsters tools with distance and direction, actually maybe I should do that. Let's go in here and say tools draw by distance and direction. So we can come in here and give it a start point. Let's just start here and say we want to put in a line length of say 100. And you can look at the decimal degrees, or you can use the nine-point system here. Let's just go in and say it's 87 point, and then it says 23 minutes and 34 seconds. And it will then draw it. And if you keep going, it'll draw that in for you. Let's put in an arc, for example. The line length of the arc, make it 30. Put in the radius, maybe 45, and the direction 110. It'll put it down and say it's on the correct side, yes or no. You say no, flips it back. If you say undo, you can go back and do it all over again. Okay? So that's how you build these things. It is interactive, so you are actually drawing here. So at this point, you could be specifying the value by putting in as a snap or putting in the duration and then just saying, flipping that around and so I'm putting in a line now, keep going. So you're drawing the geometry. At that point you can say close it. Okay? And now you're actually line length, close it. Done. So you've actually drawn this line work out, and then you can convert it back into the database. The other thing that it's doing here, if you go into the parcel and you change something, it's very easy to rebuild the parcel polygon. So if I come in on this one and I say, you know what, on this particular parcel, I'm just going to take it and turn it back into CAD primitives and draw a line and say, you know, this line actually should go from here to there. And if I go to tools, fracture lines, select these guys, it'll break this overshoot segment for me, and I'll have a set of lines there. And then you can come in and say, rebuild this polygon. Rebuild partial polygons. Select the objects. Okay. And select it. Actually, that guy there. And then it'll put an error message if it couldn't construct it. Actually, I don't know what it is. Now, let me rebuild one out of two for you. Change. Fossils, rebuild fossils. So you can see some of these menus like easements, easement types, a bunch of stuff in there. So we'll just take that one. Now I've rebuilt that fossil polygon to that. If I post that to the database, of course there's a bunch of error checking and a whole process workflow that you need to address. Now that's been built up and there it is. Okay? A little bit of the product. Let's show you the other part of this equation. So I've shown you some of the editing tools. That was the first new generation thing that we're changing. In terms of data interoperability, take a look at this one. Should run on its own, yep. So you've seen this picture. That's Munsys, central data. You have applications, you edit it. Make the change, you put it in the database. If you have ArcINS or MapGuard or anything, you can redraw it live. The first way to export, import data is to use the import-export functions that come with Munsys. I'll show you that in a minute. The second way, there are three ways, is to use the data interoperability extension so that you can sit in Esri and live see what it has been changed here. The third way, if you have ArcSDE on Oracle Spatial keyword, then you can access that same, very same table live with the geometry with ArcGIS. Okay? The other thing you get is putting the data in here. You can see all of that, that's going to work. So that's standard Munsys. Let's actually show you with the data interoperability extension. So here's some Munsys data. I didn't draw a pretty colorful picture like that. Loading up some utility data. And then let's go in and you'll see I've got some building outlines. We do deal with things like condominiums and multiple floors and the like. So if you have the data interoperability extension installed, all you have to do is go set up the data source in our catalog. You point to the Oracle table. You type in, you give it a name, you give it the login parameters. Typically, you define this once. Once you've defined it, it's on your tree. After that, you choose which ones. So choose parcels, municipality, and say buildings or whatever. Now they're available to anybody in this project. You can see the data. All right. So if you switch out then to ArcMap and go and switch on the data, you go and add that data source to your current project. It's now drawing the data from the very same place. There it is. And if you switch on the stuff, you can see the data. Text comes along just fine. And great product, works very well. Let's zoom in a little bit. I'll show you just to prove the point, a little bit of real-time editing. So this is giving the information. So I'll show you the same hydrant, I think. Keyword is there, the 1002 value for whatever it is, in this case it's utility stuff flows in gallons per minute or whatever. But you switch out now and you're going to edit that same thing. In the editing package here, go to that, we added two things here. I'll do an item and then I'll do a building outline. So this just shows you how you edit the alphanumeric stuff and how that will impact live. So you put it in here. And you post it just the same as what I did before, so you post it there. Now if we switch out to the, in this case, the ArcMap, we go back and we just do a show info on that, you get the data. Alright? Kind of important. Just shows you how you can interact with these. The last one is if you edit geometry, what happens with that?
So, just showing you a modeling, zoom into that building outline, you can see I edited it a few times and turned it into something unusual. But if you go into AutoCAD and you use all of the snap modes like midpoints and extending orthogonal, and you go in and you edit it using the power of that stuff, that's great. That's where you want to be doing a lot of updating and editing, or using your coordinate tools. By the way, if you have a bunch of tools right now that you're using in AutoCAD, you can still use those to construct your line work and then post it in Master. If we zoom in on this, you'll see there's the new geometry. Okay, it's live, it's real time, it's the same data. You have to kind of see it to believe it. Okay. Alright, so I'll exit that one and back to the presentation. So the things I've changed. Move the data into a new kind of data store. The real difference is with the data being an Oracle, there are literally hundreds of, there's millions of people that know how to drive Oracle. It's a standard database. You can connect to it with Microsoft Access or Excel through an ODBC connection, or you can have a browser-based connection, or you can do anything you like with that data. It's in a standard database. It's very available to anything, and we have a lot of instances where we have customers that run multiple systems, financial systems, or like the APN numbering thing. In Canada, they use a particular product for storing their, keeping track of the asset records. It's very common. It runs on SQL Server. Within months, on the edit or the APN, when you put down the numbers, it runs out, goes and gets the next available number, depending on what area you're in, finds the number, flags that, creates that record in SQL Server database, puts it on the list for months as you put it down on the screen. So the editor just says, give me the next number, I want it here, I'll set the angle. The IT side of the house is taking care of a whole lot of housekeeping that's huge. I mean, huge. And so that's how you can draw that stuff. So some of the drawing tools, as you can see, I'm not the best AutoCAD user. Hey, it happens. You can also, I haven't shown you the change of tracking in the maps. Just take a look at this. Inside of Munsys, we're running a, behind the scenes here, we're running a change detection data set. I'll go to maybe this other drawing. I'll delete this line work. Where's this property that I just adjusted over here? Let's just clear this base map down. And by the way, remember, I'm not worried about losing the drawing here because I don't particularly care about it. But let's go in and run a query that says, show me all parcels that have been deleted. Okay? So here's the one that I deleted, and that's within my particular area, that area there. And what I have with that is, Munsys comes with an archive and a monitor product. So if you go to Munsys here, you can look at the change log. So the admin kind of guy would do this. But there's an entire history here. These are the tables I currently have under under change management. Let's go in and do a little bit of a setup, the log, and let's go and do some reports. Let's say I want to know what changes were made by table name, by user, and what kind of operation they did, and what's been changed in the last 24 hours. There it is. Unique ID flagged. I can show it to you graphically. I can list it here. And I can save it as CSV. Now, anything you can do here, by the way, this is just a little bit of a UI, but programmatically, I can keep going with this. Okay, I can connect it out and run that out there. So, all of a sudden, we have this change history. So, you're working in AutoCAD, but you actually have a real data management solution in the background. Hundreds of drawings, or thousands of drawings in the case of you guys, I'm in awe that you get your job done with that, by the way, because it's really not that easy to manage, okay? What's going on inside of those drawings? When did this line move? Do you know? Or do you have to go find the drawing that went with it? And where are we going to be in 10 years' time when we've done those changes? How are we going to keep track of that? So those are all issues that you need to deal with.
Hunters does come with a data model. So from day one, you have a working set of tables. You don't have to create a whole new geodatabase yourself with the design thereof. Okay, there is a start point, and yes, it's completely extendable so that you can see it. All right? I try to jam in as much as I can, but the real takeaway that I want you to see is that there are alternatives, especially if you just run AutoCAD and you want to go to the next level. Munsys is great for that because it's an inexpensive, powerful tool that runs on AutoCAD and gives you a bunch of GIS-like capabilities in terms of data management, which is good. And if you do have a GIS, you can then also use that same Munsys data for doing everything else that GIS is really good for. And I like those products, by the way. Been involved with them for a long time. In terms of the modeling, the analysis, a bunch of other stuff, that needs to be in your tool set. This whole idea of a single data set, not many, many drawings. I have not shown you the Munsys map books, but we can automate the creation of your map books so that you can just push the button and it rips up that map sheet and that map book, and each one of them gets reproduced. If we have time, I'll be happy to show folks over there and work with that. One thing it does is this import-export or duplicate work. Actually, let me show you one thing there. What Munsys does, if you remember this diagram here, is a Munsys export-import. Folks, one way of getting data out is to do it the old way and get a shapefile. The only problem is there's human intervention required. You have to go load the stuff you want, you have to click a bunch of buttons to make sure you get the right columns, and then you have to push, and then you work from there. Let me minimize all of these things. Close that. What Munsys, what we deliver is, yeah, we can export. Is the Munsys export is a batch, is a command line export routine where you can set the definition. I can say I want this table, I want these columns, and I want you to put it under that file, that folder over there, and go create it. Because it is a command line, I can put it as a batch file. Like here, this is a batch file. In fact, maybe, you know, a little technical, but each one of these that I'm going to run is going to run a definition file that says what format do you want. Do you want a log file? Yes. Do you want shape files? Yes. Logs into Oracle. Says put the output here. Take this table and give me all of these columns, please. Very simple. Even I can do that. All I do then is I run that from a batch file. I say, hey, simple command line. It says go and start and run the change to a particular place. Run the thing called Munsys export and use this definition. Okay? Alright, the definition says where to put the shapefile. The file I just showed you will put the data in this directory over here. Alright? So this is a shortcut to it. Let's run it. See it processing up there? Okay, just did 15,000 parcels and created the shapefile for it. Okay? Here are the files. 1:49 p.m. That's how you batch up multiple files. You can just set up a whole string of those. You're going to look at this one. He has an example. Well, there's a bunch of them. It's just. He has one for doing, say, the storm data for the whole data set here. You can see you can just put in this definition file the ability here to create about 10 or 12 shape files, a whole set. And I can put that on a scheduler, so that pretty much most of our customers, every night or whenever they run, they let it run automatically. So that the GIS guys have always got the most recent data or the, whoever it is. That's huge. It saves you hours of time. You can go look at the log file and see, well, hey, what happened? Did it work? And when did it run? That sort of stuff. Very, very powerful. I digress. Lost slide. So, I showed you the import-export. It's OpenGIS data format. Okay, that means that the way in which we define a polygon with an island in it is as per the OpenGIS consortium, OGC. Okay, which means other products can easily understand that data. That's important, because the day I'm not here, you still got your data, which is good. I showed you the history tracking. This is essentially CAD for editing and allows you to use GIS for analysis. I'll reiterate it again. It's one table where every line you've seen on the screen, everything you've seen on the screen except for the cat that I drew, all those parcels, etc., and text, dimensions, all of those, it's one record in the database. So if you have a programmer called Doug, or it's Doug or Dale at this point, they will go crazy having, they will just be in heaven because now your spatial data is simply a record in a database, and they will work wonders with that in terms of reporting, integrity checking, linking it to other data sets, and checking consistencies between data. Big, big, big deal. Furthermore, your CAD folks know that everything they're seeing on the screen is being stored as a record. They don't have to make sure, oh, did I link it? Did I put the right attributes on? Okay, those sorts of things. Furthermore, it's an off-the-shelf installable product, okay? I'll install it in about an hour and 40 minutes, including the Oracle install. It doesn't take very long. And we've been converting data. In fact, this year is Munsis' 10th year running on Oracle Spatial. We're one of the early adopters on Oracle Spatial. Very mature, tried and tested product worldwide, new to the US market, so I'm pleased to be able to, you know, show it to you. Questions? Copies over there. Yes, sir.
Does it have any tools for loading attributes from other tables?
It has a lot of tools for loading attributes from other tables, yes. There's two ways you do that. You can do it graphically, you can do it database driven. As long as the tools I showed you was, it was creating a key or a number of different keys on the geometry when I put it in the database. After that, it's a database record that has a known value in the column, which is unique, and has a unique value. You can just use any kind of SQL statement to update that. Or you can go in Munsis itself and load CAD drawings that have attribute definitions or object data or even just text right next to the line, and we'll pull that and put it into columns for you as tools to convert the data. Yeah, we've been step one on any customer's data conversion big time, and we make that pretty easy. Thank you. Any other questions? Repeat the question. Okay, the question was to use Munsis, as I understand it, do you need the AutoCAD software? Munsis is a product on its own. I don't sell Oracle, by the way. I don't sell AutoCAD. I sell Munsis. But to use Munsis, we are wanting to have Oracle somewhere in your organization that we can connect to, so you would need to get Oracle somewhere. Also, Munsis runs on a AutoCAD product. The currently supported versions that Munsis runs are pretty much from 2005 and upwards, and I was showing it to you on 2008. We run on Map, Land Desktop, and Civil 3D. So you need to purchase AutoCAD from a dealer, AutoCAD dealer, not me, other folks. And you need to get Oracle from someone else, or if you have it in your organization, I can use it. Key thing for those technical, Munsis runs on all versions, all the iterations of the most recent versions of Oracle. In other words, it runs on 9i, 10g, and we're already on beta on 11. But the key part is that we run on Oracle Express Edition, Standard Edition, and or Enterprise Edition. And the key part about that is Express Edition is free. Standard Edition is, it equates to about $300 per connected user, editing user. So if you had like a 10 user pack, it's going to cost you $1,500, $1,500 if you add in a few extra things. Whereas Oracle, the Enterprise Edition is going to be $20,000, $25,000. Okay, so all those prices. Yes, question?
Does it do anything to connect, you know, so it makes a shapefile for ArcGIS. Does it do anything to replace those parcels into your database?
The question was, Munsis is storing the data in Oracle. When you update a parcel, is it also changing that in a geodatabase? The short answer to that is absolutely not. I'll tell you why. It doesn't really matter which software you use to do the editing.
But your organization needs to make a fundamental decision that there's only one thing doing one particular kind of edit. And it should do that. And that will be the driver. That will be the source. And after that, you can propagate it. Can you propagate the parcels that Munsters creates, say, in Oracle? Can you automatically propagate those into a geodatabase? Absolutely. No problem. So you can set it up so that it automatically duplicates that data set and keeps a track. We don't want you to duplicate. I would rather you connect both AutoCAD and Esri to the same data source that you were editing, because I really don't like having more than one data set. Okay, I showed you the shapefile one. Is that the other part about that is often we come to an organization and we roll out Munsters, and in part of phase one is we say, hey, you know what? All I will do is give you, let's not change any of the GI stuff. Let's just make it way easier and more up to date to give the shapefiles to the GI folks, and they continue to work like they were working before. And that's usually the step one, and that works very well. It's just that I like to use technology to save me headaches, and I don't like creating a bunch of interim files that I load and stuff. So there's no reason you can't point each product at the very same data set. And sometimes that's certainly a better way to go, if you can get the various groups to talk to each other. Any other questions? Well, thank you. I'll be at the back there. I'll be happy to. I want to show you the map books. I guess I should have done that one first.
Thanks very much.